Psalm 31, verse 6. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. We could almost dub this verse, Two Ways to Live. There's a stark contrast given us by David between two ways, either clinging to worthless idols or trusting in the Lord. Now, let's get the context right. David is in distress. He pours his heart out to God. He is reminded of the goodness, the character of God. And even though it's not clear in this psalm that his circumstances have changed at all, the psalm ends in praise. More than that, it ends with David calling others to praise and trust God, as he has. Throughout the psalm, David calls forth basic truths, and this is one of them. Many, many chase after idols, which are all worthless, but to trust in the Lord is to trust in the rock of refuge and strong fortress of verse 2. Now, contextually in David's time, an idol was literal. It was a god fashioned from wood or stone or similar that you would choose to worship. Over and over and over again, the Bible condemns this, including in the Ten Commandments. Now, the New Testament expands on this idea. In Paul's epistles, he refers to lust, greed, immorality, and so on as idolatry. In other words, an idol is any god, philosophy, thing, passion, person in which or whom we trust for what we most deeply need. These are usually everyday things, which have become so elevated in our hearts to a status they should not have. It might be career or family or home or holidays or superannuation or partner or even serving in ministry. None of these alone are evil or wrong. Indeed, most are necessary, and we can and should glorify God with them. But when they become the opposite of trusting God, when we start to find our significance in them, our sense of value, our security in life, they are becoming our idols. John Calvin, many centuries ago, described the human heart as a factory of idols. We keep churning them out, ultimately to serve our greatest idol, ourselves. David realizes these idols will never provide a place of safety, which is why in the previous verse he commits his spirit into God's hands, the only true place of safety. He calls idols worthless, meaning here in the Hebrew, empty or vain. They will not save, they will not satisfy. They are greedy, they suck you into serving them more and more. And David hates those who cling to them. Hate here means to be against or to have nothing to do with. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. That was David's choice. Trust in the Lord. That sums up what he has said in the first five verses.